Oh, shit.
You need skill, man.
Give him mana.
I know this is.
But this
song. You know what I mean?
We just stop.
If I read a bottom and you make S out of us, yeah, man. Yeah, okay, why?
I'm gonna look for you.
Oh, man, hey, yeah. You know when he goes with shotguns?
I'm just a middleman.
Fuck.
You're not gonna plug me.
The main thing, you know, we go around and talk about it.
Yeah.
We gotta tell them.
Everybody
gotta,
get different opinions.
We gotta let them know that we're not gonna use their names, we're not gonna fuck around, and we're not gonna do shitty things with the stuff we get.
You just said a no-no.
This stuff is, listen.
You said a what?
I said a no-no.
Yeah, you said fuck.
Fuck!
Oh yeah, they gotta bleep that one. Beep beep.
Oh well, that's right, because if you see anything right now, everybody's broad-minded right now. They understand what is wrong.
No, okay, let me get back to what I was saying.
That is no big deal. No.
Okay, I'm afraid that, like, you know, I can't see any women around. But I
don't. Oh no, no, no.
Okay.
About women, the only women we get there is.
Okay, let me get back. Like this dude. Yeah. He was born here, right? But he was raised in the Philippines. And he came back, he all screwed up. You know what I mean? He get the stroke. See?
Yeah.
He get the PI stroke. You understand? Yeah,
Philippines.
Yeah.
What's PI? Philippines.
Because
PI.
Yeah, because you know, I tell you something, in the Philippines, when you raise over there, it's strictly on respect, religion, everything. We strict. You cannot, no, well, nowadays maybe you get, what you call it, can, when you screw everybody, you know, can everybody free, but like before this, if I fall on his sister and then, you know, I tap him and then, you know, I run away, the family gonna kill me.
Yeah.
See, you cannot bullshit
you
like that. You know what I mean? You cannot get away. See? So this guy's brought up in a strict way. Same as me. If I was back there, I would be brought up the same way. See? But the main thing of parents stress is respect. You see, it's to respect your elders most of. Most of all, is your elders and authority. You see. But
that's
now, there's so much. Now this, so much the can, you know, freedom, so much everything, material things that the kids get all screwed up. And this Dr. Spock, right? The way he said, use psychology, bullshit, all the kids use psychology on, they all writing in the colleges, right? Like you. No, that's true.
Yeah,
I don't want to
give my local friend
this stuff and all this. No.
That's,
you know,
opinion of speaking,
yeah?
Just opinion
of
speaking.
Hey, you know Carol
Pacara?
No. I thought maybe
he has
your brother or something.
Maybe.
The same eyes as him.
Cow eyes.
I know. Yeah,
somebody said I
had cow eyes. Yeah, it must be on rancher. Like us guys, we farmers, well, we don't have cow. No, Chang, you gotta say something. Though. That's right, eh? Respect.
Yeah. No, what are you saying? That's true.
No, because his first generation, yes, him, because he know better than
the
me.
The same thing. You gotta, before you get communicate with your parents, you have to learn your Spanish. And if you can't, well, you gotta talk English. And when you talk English, they can understand you.
So you talk Pidgin English.
So you gotta talk Pidgin English. So that's how you communicate.
How about Spanish? Do the younger kids, you know, the younger generations, do they still know Spanish?
The young generation, not very much, very few.
How many Spanish people are there out here in Nepal?
Oh, it's not much now.
It's not as much as the Filipinos.
Filipinos and Japanese are most population.
Especially now.
Yeah?
Especially now. Yeah,
yeah. Now.
Yeah. Filipinos
any other nationality.
Coming
but
up
I'm
going to
tell
right
you something.
Now.
The upbringing from Spanish, like we was brought up Spanish way too, see. We sign, we Spanish, so we smooth it. Smooth mouth. No. But we brought up, it's tricky. You get punishment, man, I can punish me, you know. Nowadays, you get that can punish me, they turn you into the cops. The kids turn the parents in. Before this, they put us in a bag, they burn our ass right in a bag. Make fire under the ass, or they make you kneel down, your hands up, rocks, all that shit, right? Right, Chang? It's gonna punish
me.
Ever happened to me. Strip
right
me
now,
naked, tie me to a tree, and call all my friends, girls and all, to come there. It's punishment. If I never throw the rubbish or throw the slab.
Yeah, that's right.
They punish you that way. But as I grow older, I appreciate that because, you know, you get a sense of respect, values, whatever. You know, it hurts you at the time, you're young.
But
anything you learn at young time, you gonna remember until you grow old.
You won't regret
if you never
it,
learn nothing when you was young and you come up to be a spoiled kid, so this world all fucked up, right?
Yeah,
it's true.
Man, that's true. But you know, one thing I noticed is that Filipino kids, in a way, they're not as loose and crazy as you know.
No, but nowadays you get crazy kind of there. Right? Give them licking, wipe out, right?
Yeah.
They're fighting each other, shooting guns and all that shit. Become real punk, you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, nowadays.
You went on the wrong place. You went on the wrong place. If you go on the right place, you would have
it. What do you guys mean to anyway? What Paul said? What place do you guys mean to?
Well, we went, you know, they get these two trees, big trees.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
In the middle of the, you know, plantation housing. You know,
I think we're well,
by the baseball park.
It's a must
there. Big banyan tree.
I'm in the LLWU hall.
Oh. No.
That's Jimmy Camp.
Residential area, like.
Yeah. Oh, so that the new one.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, all houses, yeah. I mean, this side, yeah. Right upside the mill.
Yeah, it's
sugar
on the,
mill, right upside
which
the sugar
side of the
mill.
Though,
when you're going up, it's on the right side. If you're going up this way, you go to the
left
side.
Left side of the mill is one side.
Hawaiian, Cherokee. Hawaiian,
Irish,
Cherokee.
Indian. Yeah. Talk about the Cherokee.
Cherokee, we
want to
talk.
Come on,
Kimisabi.
I got your
Kimisabi. You guys came here to find out
this guy and I sing
to swear, guys, we're talking pidgin English so hard.
This guy and I sing together, you know. He's my buddy, and I told him, well, I you know, this guy's, you know, at the university, we're kind of dumb and we can't get around, you know. This guy, he knows the island because he's driven all over and met all kinds of people. He works for Pepsi, right?
But you know, before this, Kenny, you know, before this, Hawaiian, before this, the bus, they get what, Waikiki Sands, all that kind of bus, Kauhani. People go in there, drink, sing up, fight, boom! One guy will fly out the door, but it was all in good fun, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's all killing.
Yeah.
But before this, you cannot beat, because when you go out before this, you say, hey, let's go out and drink, find girls. Nowadays, who you gonna kill? That's right. Before this, you're gonna buy. If I get wise, you don't have mine. He gonna pound me, you know?
Really?
Cause they're bigger. No, but I mean, but like Oahu is different. Like outside island, all the races is more close, right? It's more closer relationship, you know, than over here, because over here is developing faster, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Whole bunch of bullshit in. Yeah. Bullshit.
But you know, things have changed a lot since you were. Since did you come here?
No,
you didn't come from Spain.
I was born and raised here.
Well, then your folks.
My folks from Puerto Rico.
You what you call first generation?
What?
First generation. He can talk the language. Like him is second generation, second or third.
That's my nephew.
Yeah,
oh,
it's a nephew.
So it's like a
my brother's son.
When he come to Spanish.
But when come to Buriki dance, the body is automatic. Automatic moving, you know. Even it's all in the bloodline. Even they never danced once before in their life, but when it comes to kachikachi, the body is always automatic.
Like rubber, this is good.
Yeah. The rhythm is there.
It's only in the bloodline.
You get rudies.
When do you guys do that? Is it a special time?
Whenever get dances around.
No, this guy's a musician before.
Sometimes
he has
a
bar.
You guys
are musicians. His brothers. Yeah, he's a musician.
Not me. Him, my father, them,
all my brothers.
All brothers in one group.
What you guys play mostly?
Spanish music.
Guitar.
No, I play the
merengue.
They call it marimba.
Oh, marimba.
Yeah, we play together, Al and I. We play on we take the tourists out on these windjammer cruises, you know, Kiwala Basin.
Yeah, it's a cruise. I like to take my chick on too, but.
We
but my chick gets seasick,
I said.
You did?
Yeah. Did you get seasick pill on a boat?
But not now, a long time ago.
It's so lame.
Chicken leg gets your seasick pill.
Huh?
They give them dinner, chicken legs. It's the only seasick pill they got.
Yeah. It's kind
yeah,
of
but
you
don't agree with
that. They really sort of take the tourists, man. They charge them $16 a head.
$15.
$15. $2 out of there. You guys used to play music?
I haven't played for about 15 years now. Before that. We travel all the islands, but not anymore.
You guys union members?
Yeah. Oh, you mean our orchestra?
Well, whatever the group you know.
No.
Them days, no more union.
No
more such thing as again.
They play agent for friends by heart and soul.
Right.
That's all you know.
They play in the camps, yeah. They play in any parties.
Yeah. Any party. You invite them, they just play for a beer, just for a friend, anyway. It's not that well, if I'm going to play for you, you got to pay $100
for
$150. No, no, this is all for a friend.
You still got your bass?
Well, my brother has his father.
He's on to play.
That's the one you're playing, even.
We got a guitar, you know. We put both of our guitars in
the place. Oh. We have one.
What time we got to leave? Besides,
you got a bathroom around here?
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Any place?
All over the place.
Ready, sir? Unless you want to sit down, you can go in the house.
Then I'll have to take off my shoes.
Tomorrow,
anybody ready? Hey,
no, this is good, please.
Go ahead.
Pick one.
Yeah. I got you in the wrong place, the wrong time.
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, I guess.
Okay. Right. You gave me one, I thought I could.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Huh?
Any place.
Oh, yeah.
Please. And, excuse me, what you guys taking down the university? What kind of degree?
I'm working. I'm working on my degree. I already write this paper.
One guy came here,
huh?
Took pictures.
He did.
Yeah, okay. Dennis guy.
Yeah. Just like take that kind of country living.
I'll get the kind of idea.
Yes, you know, he was making a paper like, you know.
What about two on the Mohini? Holy Mohini. Oh, I stuck once. She tell me, what do you do for a living? How many children you have? This, get money to do this is for, that's her job. She got on the fence, forget, I don't know what. Good markings or what?
Yeah. No, but you mean subject is on pidgin English?
Yeah, man, the way people actually speak pidgin.
The way we speak it, you mean?
Yeah, really.
Not the reason why.
No.
Like we do it just for communication.
Well, the reason why too.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Well, we can communicate better. You see.
Let's think about like the other guy. The guy like 88 years old. He came over here when he was 23 in 1911.
Yeah, yeah.
88. So that means he was born in about like 1876, something like that.
Sure, mean looking chickens back here.
No, the main thing we're trying to figure out how those guys communicated. That guy and maybe your father, and the guy that came from China, and the guy that came from Japan, and the guy that was
it's
here
funny,
from
no?
Hawaii, and the English.
Yeah.
You know,
just from one basic word, and they can build a story around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he said, I mean, like one. Maybe not the main word, but just one word, and you can more or less guess what he's trying to say. Same like us, like this old guy over here, he's old already. We take care of him, his wife. Every time we watch over him, because he's just by himself.
Too old.
But he says something, he can talk to us, and then just one word, and you know.
You know what he's talking about?
Well, you can more or less guess
what
where
he's
leading
see?
To, see, what the conversation leading to, see, and then from there. I don't know, you just come in, you know, just communicate, that's all.
But just like you know, if you go right there and talk to him, I can tell you straight to the point, you don't understand even one word.
Yeah, it's kind of
but
hard.
Now when he come to my house and invite me for a drink, when the way he talk.
He can talk to me any, he
I
can talk to me Japanese
about.
And then say one word, I know what he means.
Who is
what
this
he
talking about?
So,
what is?
He's a Japanese.
Japanese, yeah.
But when he talk, he's already broken English.
Too old.
It's a broken English, also with my parents and his parents.
It's like Kehano yesterday.
Talk with phone.
Yeah? Yeah. Except Japanese, this guy.
Kehano?
No, this guy you're talking about. You know, so, like Kehano, you guys are probably talk Kehano, about Ilocano.
Kehano?
No? Together with
he's
Filipino
guy. Filipino well, guy. Like, no, he's
yeah.
Ilocano. So we call them PI boys. From the Pinoy. PI is Philippines, we call them. Philippines, we call them. You came from the Philippines.
He was a supervisor.
You came from PI.
Okay, yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah.
These boys came from the Philippines. Come down here.
Terrible. That's why you hangs
around. Yeah, good understanding. They are real intelligent boys.
Oh, you guys talking about.
But when you come down here.
The tree, I know where it's at.
And you talk to them.
Clubhouse.
Sometimes we don't understand. We cannot communicate with each other. That way, speaking,
talking,
expression, the slang of the word, that is different.
Why is that?
And when you pronounce a word, it's different now. But it's the same subject to the part. But sometimes we can understand them more because the part is we understand Pidgin English, and they don't understand us because these guys they real good understanding people than
educated.
Because if you communicate,
say something, they can have to pronounce the word.
Yeah.
But they are very smart people.
The
like us in here, we are local. Yeah. Regardless what if you are Howley, you came from Spanish,
around the world.
What you say anything, we already understand what you're talking about. But we cannot talk same as you as it's a straight dog.
I know.
Good English now. But I mean now if I'm gonna say something in English,
like that,
you're gonna understand
this.
Mm-hmm. But when you say anything, and you say what you can try to find out to survey that we have communicate each other with all that stuff. That you gotta learn yourself to talk a Pidgin English to talk to somebody else. Like, you know, the way you explain right now when you came in here and you explain to one guy, I mean that person and that person talk Pidgin English, you lost to the world. You cannot communicate with him.
Yeah.
No sense you're gonna talk with him.
No, you hear something. It's funny, you know. When emergency arises, like somebody dying, I don't care what race it is. When emergency arises, I don't know how we do it, but at the moment of the emergency, we understand what's happening. And everybody just we do the right thing. No, ask me how, but we just do it. Maybe it's from instinct or from, I don't know.
You can get the message across.
Yeah. Because as long as emergency, you know, something else. And I don't know how we do it. Sometimes, you know, we just, I cannot even communicate, but yet, something happened, boom, we just, natural instinct, you can do it, see.
So. Try to help the guy out.
And then, it helps, I mean, it works, you know what I mean? It's weird, man, but I don't know how you explain that. But.
Telephone. Somehow people manage
telephone.
Yeah, because people are people, right? You get instincts in you, everybody gets instincts. And if you follow your instincts and then don't debate it, you know, like guys, too intelligent that they, you know, they debate everything.
That's our problem.
Yeah,
up
so
there at the university.
You gotta do your natural instinct. Right. Just go, you know.
Back home in Michigan.
You have to go out.
I was raised in Michigan.
And mingle with these people. Talk to them. So that you understand what is the talking about.
In the Army.
Now you come around here with what one person said. Oh, come help me. Why? Oh, this guy mocked.
Same old thing. It all runs in.
You know what is mocking.
Unless you listen, yeah. You gotta know.
You know what he's mocking?
Yeah,
I did. That's I did. Now, if you don't understand, he need help now.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
But the first time I started, you know, back in 1970.
I never worked for AC.
I started really listening. I studied, a lot of guys that come over
here,
live in Waikiki, something like that. But I wanted to find out, what it was like to live in Hawaii.
I'll go to Junior.
To be a person that
is working down the water.
So the first time, I couldn't understand.
It's
like a foreign language.
No, Abbott's son. Yeah.
But well, you know what helps, eh? You know, at a party is like that. Like, for instance, we're all young guys here. The old guys come. We start joking with us. We start joking with them. And we don't understand them, they don't understand us, but we laughing at each other.
We understand.
But slowly, but inside ourselves, we understand. And they themselves, they understand us. But yet we acting silly. You know, just for make everybody happy, just for laugh. You know, just for laugh. They're gonna talk stupid, they're gonna talk Pidgin English, you know, like in Philippine language, and then us guys will talk stupid too, we're gonna talk Hawaiian. You know. But actually we're putting each other on, but yeah, during that conversation, during the time we're having all that fun. we're learning at the same time. You know what I mean?
So it's all folks now, eh?
You think that people over 12 or 13 can learn how to speak another language or another way of speaking their language?
Of course, I mean, same as you go in school.
You know why? Like my parents, yeah? Yeah.
If you are young now, and you go with that person, lingual with that person.
Easy to learn.
Look at us now, before you go in school now. You don't go to school 15 years old or 20 years old. You have to be young to go to school so that you can understand the visit coming up, speaking of all of that. But before now, even like me now. Okay, if now you are from Spanish school, I don't have time.
I don't see how Tommy came from the mainland.
I don't know. No, but I mean, it's something to be, you know. But now, before you went to school, your parents sent you to school about 6 or 7 years old.
What was he doing? Was he out working the fields?
And now, when you come about 10 or 15 years old, the person you want, you understand what subject is you taking. But now, if you have a son now, and he's about 25 years old, you're going to send him for like a Spanish or some kind of stuff.
Got different
I give you a good example. Since I was young, my parents always give me orders, you know, like regular orders, like throw the rubbish, clean the dishes, or, you know, clean the bathroom, or whatever, you know. She always give me orders in a Filipino language, and I always knew it. You see, when I was young, till I grew up, high school, everything, and I understand them, but I cannot converse. I don't know why it's that, but I can understand it because, you know, it's so constant that everyday life, she talks to me in her language, in our language, and yet I answer her in a Pidgin language.
Because
the guys I hang around with, it's our local, we talk Pidgin English. But yet, if my mother tell me something in our language, I can understand it. But yet, I cannot converse with her. You know.
Can she talk any Pidgin English at all?
Yeah, she talks Pidgin English. When she actually, she drunk like that, she talk in again, actually. Because one thing about that, I tell you something, is my old lady, Filipino lady, they drink whiskey, I tell you, they put you under the table.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they drink that for the blood, right? They call it kabuhi, see?
Kabuhi.
That's for the blood. Yeah. And these guys, they can drink you under the table, because when they drink whiskey, it's straight. And then when you drink, it's not like a shot glass. You drink the regular glass. Who said you, right?
Yeah.
Who said you? They drink. And but they smoke that strong
but
tobacco.
You understand now. Even like us before, eh? When we go to school, okay, study about English now. When we come home and talk with our parents, they cannot talk English now. We talk half English and half Filipino.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when they talk with us. Even now, my parents are still living. Now, okay, when he talk to us, they talk Philippine, the half is English now.
What is Pidgin? Pidgin English consists of all the languages over here, right?
There is Japanese, that's what they call Pidgin, a pure Pidgin English now. Because
Pidgin
when he try to explain something now. Now, I can finish
English,
the sentence because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
it's the only way.
The half of that
good English, you're gonna stay with him. Good
but
English.
Now, you to communicate,
my
you problem. Have to understand what is the half.
My relatives over here make fun of me because I don't
that's how us guys, we go to school, so we come
funny.
Home to our friends.
But it all depends on the environment, that, you know.
Yeah. You know what
but at work, you know, I just fall into it. You know, like I work with
not even
a bunch of Hawaiian guys. Right?
Most of our parents, you asked you right there, our parents came from the Philippines. You never been to school. We are poor.
And that's how you
came in here. Then they raise us up, so now we cannot talk English now because the part is they never been in school.
It's going to take your time, but you're going to learn.
They only talk Filipino. The only thing what they will learn from is when they send us to school, when we come home, when they talk to us, we cannot talk Filipino, so we talk half Filipino and half English. So gradually, the ears best buy, they can talk. That's the reason why the Pidgin English came out from these old people. It's not from the young people.
The simplest explanation is that you gotta have a sense of humor. Because without a sense of humor, sarcasm comes in, and some people get hurt, right?
Yeah.
And how is this age for sarcasm, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, but I guess
French
some guys do.
Well, I mean, well,
not mostly.
Maybe I talk in prejudice, but.
No, we all got a.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I just don't. Yeah, yeah, right. You get prejudice. You
can't
say
you can't get away from it.
Right, then.
If
but
I don't
one thing about
English,
us, you get sense of humor.
Yeah.
Somebody go cut you down, you're gonna laugh. because
you cannot
take offense because
I want you to talk Spanish to me.
You gotta get a sense of humor.
I used to get scared.
Well, I'm talking among like parties.
I know I'm gonna get one wet.
But if somebody come out on the street and you just cut you down, you know, nothing. It's fight already, right?
My mother's parents,
like I said, we brought up the old way. You gotta get a sense of humor. Because from joking with your friends,
my grandma
I can meet you,
right.
I can joke with you without even knowing you. And if you cannot take it, I'm gonna walk away with it.
But she
had
I'm
gonna walk away. You know,
Spanish.
You don't like it, make it. And if you follow me, I would turn around and go and hit you.
She forget the word that she
said. You gotta be easy.
You gotta have that.
Because
we're so relaxed, you know
what
I mean?
Already.
But like nowadays, it's kind of hard with the cost of living and everything. You know?
Anytime I like to say one word, I come on quote.
You know.
What the word means.
What the?
And I'm down. And then the town means. And that's all the word.
I think it would really be a good thing for me. Now, I don't know if you guys are cool about it.
I get seven brothers. There are seven brothers.
I'd like to talk
with
them.
Three of them don't speak Spanish enough.
First, and make like a recording just talking
Spanish
between you and me.
Nah,
no, and I'll tell you, let me tell you what we do now.
Not bad.
Like my boss went out to Kauai. He met this guy.
The younger ones, huh?
The guy's name was Vic Nadarisa. And this guy was a really good man, the kind of guy that,
Easygoing,
and yet
content.
He got a lot of friends, and anyway, Derek, this guy's name, my boss, said, "Hey Vic, can you set up a scene where I can point my tape recorder now and just leave it, and I can split from the scene."
Yeah.
And Derek, he didn't say that. That's me. I'm a
No, but setup.
You know what I'm talking about.
It was so natural.
But you see, then he left us. He left the tape recorder, and he went in the next room and he talked with He talked with Spiritu. They call him Sailor Spiritu, this guy. And then with Mindoro.
See, he really had all them Apaches going in it, man.
But I know shit. That was the best tape we got that's the way it works. Now, what Derek did, he said, okay, I don't want you guys to just, okay, we're friends, but still, we're taking up some of your time and stuff like that. We're going to take that, this is what we're after, this is what our whole thing, we get money from Uncle Sam. And the main idea we got is to spread a little bit of money around. Can you dig it? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Now, whenever you talk about money, my friend Alex says, don't talk about money. Because people figure, they do it
for $5. I sit down, I talk
to you. But for $5, that makes it worth your while.
Just like you're embarrassing us, you charge us $5, you go pay us $5. Forget it, man.
Like this. Like this tape.
Maybe if you catch me in a bar and my last dollar, I charge you $5 for talk to me, but
I just
care when we drink.
Well, I don't care. Whatever you guys do. We come out here, we lay four cases or something on you. You guys can.
No, it's cool because when we drink, one thing about local guy, when we drink, we talk in a can, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's
really?
Cool.
I really appreciate it. My wife is local, but she's kind of, she's kind of uptight local.
Yeah, well educated.
Yeah,
intelligent.
Too much education.
Yeah, she talks through her nose.
Yeah.
No, but there's something. Like my classmates, they get married, they raise the kids. They teach the kids good English because they're going
to
send them to college.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like me, I'm a plantation worker. College is beyond me, man. I'm single, but but if I had a kid, I would try send them to college. See. But then, maybe I will get into the same grind, I will teach them good English. But then, during kindergarten or during elementary, the other guys, the regular guys, you jive at, you're talking good English, just like you ding-a-ling, right?
Yeah.
No, that's true. But actually, you cannot start them at elementary. No, no, that's right. You cannot start them at elementary. You gotta start them at high school.
Yeah.
Because when you get high school, you get more intelligent, right? Because it's, the subjects are deeper, right?
Yeah.
And then you think out of your future. But elementary time, it's all play. It's all play, right? You don't know what's going on. You know, you remember when you go broke this, you broke that, you bust the window. Yeah, you know, that's all you remember. But once you go in high school, here come, you think about broads. Thinking about your future.
Well, you know, learning,
start thinking about chicks too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Thinking about broads, right?
Hell, I thought about chicks in kindergarten.
Wow.
Oh,
it's a girl.
Right.
Come on,
your daughter.
Yeah.
No kidding. This point.
Hey, congratulations.
Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
Thank you.
What's her name?
Oh, really?
Danielle.
How many does that mean?
Beautiful name.
Danielle! Muchacho!
Muchacha! Muchacha!
Well, you can learn it.
That's muchacha!
Yeah, ready no more. Muchacha!
Oh. So, you know, during the meeting, you know, we're supposed to go to a gang meeting today. But, I already had
the gang. You're the steward for the
meeting? Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
ILW?
Yeah.
I belong gang. To HGEA.
Well, yeah.
That's the AFSCME, whatever.
Oh, that god damn.
Marcus, hey, I
said,
you know, what happened?
Yeah, I know about it.
What, that's...
All those troublemakers in there.
That's all I do is stand out in front of the U and walk around with signs.
That would be cool.
No, that's another thing, you know. That's another subject, but I like argue about that.
Well, let's talk, man.
The
thing about ILW,
look, Hawaii.
Harry Bridges, the big man.
Hawaii was brought up from what? Plantation workers, right?
Yeah.
Right? From way back. You know that, bro?
Mm-hmm.
From plantation.
Keep kicking.
Now.
Give me one mic.
Okay.
Now.
You know, Spice of Nakano, the M-Pack one. Put me on the shit list. I don't give a shit. Because I'm going to fight for my rights. You know what I mean?
You came to the wrong guy. You came to the wrong place. So you're mostly steward, you know.
He was steward too, yeah.
He was. What's the steward?
The steward.
Steward, yeah. Steward, yeah.
When you come here and debate, don't ever debate with us because we already we are union steward now. You had it, but I mean, just for the fact, for
I'll bet you any money, man. He talked you into giving him a 5% raise.
Me,
Joe, come with the meeting. What was for today? Bust up.
Finger smash.
No, but you see, they get, you know, one thing about business, they get blueprint of all everything, and then they hit us on technicalities, yeah, right? Yeah. But
that's what Pepsi's going through now.
Yeah, from technicality, I gotta go for principle. You know, I gotta fight for the principle of the thing. That's all, because black and white, they got them, you know, they gotta smash it.
I
gotta change my tactic. I gotta hit them on the principle of the thing, you know. If we're willing to work as a family unit, a happy family,
I don't know,
why should they screw us, you know what I mean? Because we help them, man.
I tell them, we make
technically, job description wise, we had it.
I think I don't make 2-1.
We get overloaded jobs, man.
Awesome.
I can read the book. So what can talk?
You know, Gerwig, eh?
What do you mean? You get too many guys for the jobs.
No. Our job description stays there. We get a lot of jobs.
All you do is put 2 pins.
Under us. See, like we heavy equipment operators, right?
Just dig them down.
Our job description, we're going to do, we're going to dig ditches, we're going to clear land.
Because they do that, how you get the bank?
And now, what our argument was, we got 26 bulldozer fine finishing
operators.
They're higher rate than us. See, we're grade five, they grade six. Now, this grade six,
say something,
all they do is,
you guys,
they read pin, like you say, cut 2 inch. Just because of that,
yeah, even
they get higher rate than us.
Even me,
but we work,
even me, I mean,
twice as hard as them.
You
see, that's what I say, technically, according to black and white, it's there, we cannot fight them. So I gotta fight on a principle.
I'll talk to Russell about it.
So you gotta know, what about local guys, eh?
I don't trust Bobby.
How is he smart? They know all the good words. No, wait.
No, it's true.
They know all the good words. And they can write them down on paper and make them look good.
How many times, you know.
And us guys, we don't understand.
You know,
we can read that thing, we don't understand too good.
You say that.
We can get hit. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what I was saying, like when they get a higher rate, but they get less job than us. And us guys, we lower rate, but we get more job than them.
How we can make that song?
The contract was made.
Yeah.
Best by the union.
For guideline.
In other words, the company and the union.
How did you say it? You gotta get screwed. On top, get in. How much to cut?
Yeah. The reading get.
Great, you bring it up.
Why you like shit on this?
My green chicken.
So I tell you guys, I mean, you guys from ever, you know. I'm not trying to bomb
you. No, really, from before. You know, even yesterday, I was telling Joe, Bobby was there. I don't trust Bobby.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do for release tension and release
burden. That's what me and him.
He's
friends.
Too.
Me and him.
I talked to him, but
we don't get ice. Why?
Because
you
don't
see
eye to eye.
Yeah,
order quill in a restaurant. How much cost you?
He was in German.
That's right.
No, I never ordered.
It's just like pleasure on glass.
We are friends, but I told him, when it comes to a subject,
the eggs alone.
We make argument subject. That's all, see, for a judge.
But you know the quill eggs?
If I'm wrong, you tell me. You school me.
The eggs are more.
Then I can correct myself.
More rich than us.
But him, that's one thing with him now.
Yeah, more
protein.
Once you come
to conclusion with him, he don't like you.
Makes me stand and have no feet.
He smiled to you, he talked to you, but he's a him. You know what?
See the ego there, smart.
He's type.
Only thing, when you scramble, you gotta need about 50.
Like you said, that he don't trust
make
him.
Make an omelet, you need about 50
to 100. Now he can talk to you.
They ain't small.
When he talk to you now,
smooth mouth,
after that, the guy's still there.
What are you telling? This Bob White,
and I get
Japan.
This idea that he can get it me.
White dollars. And I get chaka.
Right there, I was a mistake when he came. Because he going back, he going
to get this pheasant club.
Yeah, he going to Norway.
Because he told me, next month he going to be supervisor.
He
going to accept
In fact, he get 1 more week. Only next week now.
Nah, then, Bobby,
nice guy. Joe,
nice guy. Advertisement.
No, I like him. Parents of kind, but on plastic. Kind. Not only me, even the Wapaho guys, the committee guys. They don't trust him.
Yeah. Even us.
You see what he talk?
They get finches, they get pheasants.
Even us, you know.
Talk like that, because now you tell him, okay, let's go face him. Yeah. No, wait.
Yeah, right.
That been happened.
Wait, who's the part is?
Joe.
He go see him first,
but that's up to you, you know, yeah? He tell you down there.
You know, I think he sell us on again.
Me, I think he been tell...
He sell.
What was it? He been tell, how come the guy know?
Yeah. You know,
he's working up what Paul said. You know, like Phil, where he was driving the Herald. Come back to your home meeting. He said, wait, let me talk to Russell then.
Yeah, that's what he
said. No. This guy left.
You know what happened?
I was there. Repeat four. Yeah, let me stop this. No, wait, let me talk to them.
Yeah,
right. I don't trust them.
I'm going to tell you what happened at the meeting. Yes, champ. Bobby had a job description. He had him all the time. How come he never, before the meeting, why he never clue me in?
Yeah.
You know what Russell did? He told Bobby, give me the job description. Now, Bobby is a grievance chairman.
Yeah, I feel.
Give Russell the
job
description. And he just read them out. When he read them out,
nobody can see him.
I shut my mouth. Because he get us covered. And you are here, the least, right?
Yeah.
The kind of jobs we get. We get more jobs than the grade six.
Everything I mention.
Right down online.
Everything online, you ask him.
I don't shit you.
Every time.
I saw him shut up, I get pissed off. And I just, I look at Bobby.
So you know the time, you call Bobby over here. I will tell you, don't call Bobby because I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, because he was supervisor. Next week he's supervisor.
Yeah, next week. He get one more
next
week.
Next week,
right? Yeah, he get one more week.
To go. Last week.
You know anything? He sell us out this week, so they go push him and make him boss already.
That's not, you know, that's not
me. Yeah, king.
He nice guy, him. You know, he friendly guy.
Yeah, he.
Me, I like him.
Yeah, you know. Well, I figure he pay me back because, you know, remember I call him
all the time, but on
the
union stuff.
Without a week.
I don't like.
Was last week, was.
His company side, eh?
Yeah.
Vengo bulldozer. So I had 2 experiment blocks, you know. Okay. So, I was going to bulldoze, they told us.
I was going to bulldoze. Early in the morning.
I learned.
I was done.
So, the service truck came. It's going to change my oil filter. Drain the oil, put your filter.
Well, if Bobby. We got enough tape, should we get back to the sugar company office?
So I told Bobby, they let us go put those, this block here, the next block. So he tell me, gee, how was that? Yeah, he said, okay, what the other Soviet was? Cut the high spot, put him in the low spot. She don't again. So I still on a tractor. So he come, he go around in circles, he come back.
Yeah, yeah.
How go make him at that? Just push him, just cut him down. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we cut him down. He tell me, oh, don't worry, I won't tell Russell. I mean, Russell, but Dan Gerber, give grade 6.
But anyway, early in the morning, eh, Chuck, you know.
Thinking, guys, everything we go fight for all the proposals.
I know, Frank will tell me, hey, that's what go
that's what happened.
So I had to fight for the principal.
What
that's all. What he had it, Joe.
Bobby.
Black and white.
He was telling us, well, hey.
Like, Bobby, always when he do something, this job is great.
The pin, eh?
And the boss is
tell him, hey, Bobby.
And now, him, when you tell about that, now he feel he going to push
us. No.
When he pushed up, he had it because that part is he know that is not not qualifying.
What he should have done, he should have shown me in him the job description so we know what to expect. But no, he never. We were sitting out there, I was eating icy yet on the porch. He know, show me the job description. When he go in a meeting, he took him out, he came to the boss. The boss, he cut me down right there. He shut up, boy.
Everything. And how many times
and I told the boss, you know, Grubig, he said, well, we lose two good men because the tractor broke. I told him, I tell him, it's not the tractor, it's you, I told him.
He's the one. To me,
you. You should have left that man alone.
To me, Lutom, straight, you know, the first day he came back. But you know why he lost John Ellis? Because you. Yeah. The way, you know, the way you run in the job. They run the whole show him.
Yeah, well,
you gotta put one contract out for the sucker.
One
cheap one, about 25 bucks.
I never tell you the story. My boy Larry, he poked my ribs. Why read them off? I work hard, I have my boy make a fence pole. You know, fence pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Spike, dig the hole. Yeah. I'm water, eh? Ha. You like something for drink? Beer. What do you get? Beer. I'm saying beer, I have to go shishi every little while. Okay, I'll go make fun now. Huh? Screwdriver, yeah. Whiskey. Jeez, move that down. Give me one more. I drink three, here comes.
Grubby.
Done. Oh, why not stay feeling good? Any kind of
happen? You're too ambitious,
I never start about, you know. I'm one guy. I don't like talk about work. You know what I mean?
Too ambitious.
Since we stay on this talking, so we talk about work. But that day, I'm talking about good times with my boy. Here comes here, the holy guy, with two cans, same beer.
Yeah, holy.
Yeah. Then, what are you doing, Larry? Oh, my old man helped me dig the holes, put the pipes on. Oh, okay. He talked about his young days. That was all right, talking, he's not talking about work. But after the two cans been disappeared, he tell the wife, he get Japanese wife, eh?
Yeah, Japanese.
He tell her, honey, I think I get some beer in ice box. Go in ice box and bring them. He bring 2 6-pack.
Score.
Hold on, I had about 3 shots whiskey already, mixer.
Yeah, this is
really. And then I drank 2 beers. And that thing working on me already.
In our school.
No, wait.
I get it.
We're talking about
job.
Our young days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm older than them, but his young days, my boy's young days, he's still young, but you know what I mean? He's talking about his young kid days. Mm. So I talk about my young days. Pretty soon he come out about what? Tell me, hey, Sebastian, now. Did you finish the mechanism nut, please? Tell me, yeah, I got through yesterday. I tell him, but today's, it's was Saturday, right? We didn't work that day, Saturday. You and the other guy didn't come down, eh, but I can't, and I didn't stay up. So, tell him, today's Sunday, helping my boy. He said, no, I just like find out. Oh, he keep on talking, I didn't get mad. I stay mad because every time he put me arrow, yeah, this guy can back me up, I squat up, you know. He tell me, you know, Celestine, I don't like you, Harold. I tell him, yeah, since you're talking about a God already, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I don't care how I talk to the wife, I never see the wife coming. See, I gotta change how to talk, I will be swearing and whatnot. And I tell him, see, I'm sorry, I seen your wife coming and I use the word. He said, that's all right. Since when you get the authority to tell me use the goddamn Harold? You know, I get more years in this company than what you get of age, and you come changing the job? I don't care how I talk, my boy.
Oh, my region. I'm a mind. As the matter already? And he tell me. No, I tell him, since when you tell me turn left? No, right. Right?
Right turn.
Right.
Freaking machine made for left turn and it did the right turn.
Then equipment stay for left turn and I got to turn against the cut. I tell him, he was farmer in the mainland.
Kansas. Oh, shit.
He tell, I tell him, well, you never walk on this goddamn thing. I'm mad. I don't care how I talk. Tell him, you never walk on these fields. Why you tell me turn right? And he tell him, no, I know. You know that. I tell him, you know, but you don't know nothing.
Something happened.
If that equipment is for the left, turn. You
everything
turn left.
Everything look good on paper, but I'm fucking it's practical, no can.
I'm mad so much. I like tell him, that black book. I like tell him, my boy tell me, in Spanish, habla bien. Talk nice.
Talk nice.
You know, I stay mad. I was going to tell him.